And so we come to the end of the Gospels. The end of the Gospels uniformly give us the end of the life of this glorious person whom we present tonight as Savior. I could speak, of course, of other things which transpire at the end of his life. Certainly every gospel preacher should speak of what happened to him, because he must be the central theme. Or I could speak of what happens in the physical universe. That itself is a sermon in itself. What happens to the sun at noonday? What invisible hand rent the veil of the temple from top to bottom? What force caused the earthquake and the rocks that were rent? And what force caused in that earthquake certain graves to open and remain open? And nothing happened in those open graves for 3 days. And then suddenly, at the end of the third day, the dead in those open graves, rising up and entering into the holy city and appearing to many. These are all facts of Scripture. These all are linked with the death and burial of the Son of God. Who were they? Who were these persons? We've read about two relatively well-known persons. At least one is very well-known. But who were these unknown persons who lay in their opened graves for 3 days, and when Jesus arose, they arose? Not as first fruits. He was the first fruits. Afterwards, then they arose. You'll find that in Matthew. Who were they?